This podcast was produced as a part of the Youth e-Perspectives on Migration project, which is supported by the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus program for youth.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reports that since 2011, almost 5 million people have escaped from the war in Syria. This is one of the world conflicts that forced over 1 million refugees to seek safety in Europe during 2015. So-called Western Balkan route went through Croatia, and around 600,000 refugees passed through the country in a couple of months. In July 2016, we talked to Sara Kekoš from the Center for Peace Studies in Zagreb to find out about the current situation with refugees. Sara thinks that Europe is not a perfect example of how to handle the refugee crisis.
I think Europe is really not showing an example in the way that it is treating refugees. At the moment, at least, what Europe is trying to do is to externalize all the issues concerning refugees and actually putting the whole thing on third world countries or countries surrounding the European Union, who would then take all the responsibility and take care of the problem, which was actually caused by the European Union, the United States, and the big players in the game, of course.
Most of the refugees coming to Croatia are from Syria, Afghanistan and Iraq. Number of people who received asylum in Croatia is still quite low. According to Sara, in last 10 years there were more than 5,000 asylum requests and the Croatian government approved only 183 of them. Procedures for getting the asylum are very long. It takes usually more than 6 months to get the answer, but sometimes even a couple of years. When the asylum is approved, new problems arise.
All refugees who are granted asylum in Croatia should have the right to free Croatian courses. It happened only once last year, and since then it hasn't started again because the government hasn't found the school in which the course would be happening for the year 2016. So basically all the education regarding the language is provided by the NGOs and the volunteers. The second problem is the healthcare system. For example, while they are seeking asylum, they have only right to emergency medical aid. And when they are granted asylum, then they have the chance to have the normal medical insurance. This is also the problem because some of them have some illnesses that aren't, you know, endangering their lives, but are really not making them able to have a normal life. And sometimes some pretty normal things like having a toothache or something cannot be solved until it's like something to go to emergency where they will then just pull the tooth out and that's it. So there are really a lot of problems regarding these like basic needs. Also, while people are seeking asylum in Croatia, they have their accommodation granted and they have 3 meals per day, but they only get 100 kunas per month, which is more or less 13 euros. And it is not really sufficient to like have any kind of normal life outside of the reception center. One of the maybe main problems, because it really affects the way they live here, is the economic situation in Croatia, which is not really good. And it is even very hard for local people to find a job, even with high education. For refugees, it's even harder because it is very complicated for them to verify their diplomas, to prove that they had some education in past, that they were working somewhere. And then because of not knowing the language and not having the network that is needed to get included in some kind of work, it makes their process of getting a work and then getting a normal life here very difficult.
The role of mass media is very important in raising funding for emergency operations. During the peak of a crisis, attention of media is at the peak too. When the time passes, bad news become old news, and old news are no longer news. Less interest of media usually means less interest of politicians, and that means less funding for humanitarian programs. This time, the bad news were followed by more bad news.
At first, the media were really okay, and they were really like calling people to help and to get involved in helping at the borders and everything. And it was this like good situation of solidarity was ongoing for some time. Then after the Paris attacks, the situation changed completely. Like in one night, the whole, I think the mass media on the whole European Union and then also on the Croatian level changed completely. And at that point, refugees were not, you know, like people fleeing war and seeking for security, but like in one night they became terrorists and that's it. And from then, the overall situation in the media and then also the perspective of the society also changed. And more or less, this was seen as a problem, and it was like, oh, but it's okay if they're across our country, but just don't let them stay in our country. And why are we even letting them cross? There are terrorists among them. One day they will do something, and it was like more or less what was happening. I believe that the same thing is happening on the whole European Union level. Even now, if we are looking at the whole Brexit situation, we see that even in Great Britain, the racism and xenophobia are really going wild. And the conflicts that are happening now there at the moment, the violence that is spread by their racist and nationalist groups is really concerning. And I see that this kind of behavior is getting bigger and bigger on the whole European Union level. Also, when I'm looking at Croatia, I can see that in the last year, one part of society, which is like the nationalist part of society, has become more extreme than it was before. And I mean, the mass media always have like their own interests of selling the story. And they are very much also influenced by the politicians and by the politics that are run by the European Union. So unfortunately, it is logical that they are behaving in the way that they are. However, I think that like whoever is a journalist should not accept to behave in such a way, because with this kind of behavior, they are simply running a propaganda which will have much bigger problems and actually much bigger, you know, effects on the security of people who are seeking security in Croatia or any other country in the European Union.
Turkey currently hosts more than 3 million refugees, making it the country with the largest refugee population in the world. In order to regulate influx of Syrian refugees from Turkey to Europe, the European Commission and Turkey agreed in October 2015 on a joint action plan. The EU has pledged more funding for the refugee assistance in Turkey, and Turkey has agreed to collaborate on preventing smuggling of refugees across the sea and land borders with Greece and Bulgaria. The big wave of refugees was stopped. But did it solve the refugee crisis?
With the current behavior of the European Union, I don't really see how the crisis will be solved, because until now they haven't done any move to solve the crisis, only to stop people from coming into Europe. I believe that with externalization of this problem and with keeping people stuck in countries which are not secure for them, because if we're talking about Turkey, this is not a safe country to be in, and that is not a place where they can find the security that they need. And with all the deportations and with the things that they are doing with Frontex, with simply enabling them to cross the sea or to cross through normal transportation ways, this is not something that will stop people, because as long as we have wars and atrocities happening in their homelands, of course that they will be fleeing and searching for security. So what Europe and the United States and the UN in general should first do is to concentrate on the conflicts that are happening at the moment in the region. And only then, if these problems are solved, then we can talk about some like real resolution of this problem that is happening at the moment. Because they think that with borders and controls and military forces, they will stop people from passing on. But that is not true, because we saw even before in September, when the crisis opened and when the Balkan route was active, that people at some point will have enough and will be simply determined to go forward. And I believe that it will happen again at some point. It is just that at this point I'm scared because the military forces and the police forces are much stronger than then, and they are more focused on ensuring the borders. So I'm simply scared in which way it will happen if people decide to move on again from Turkey, Greece and Serbia to the middle of Europe.
Migration has become one of the priorities of the European Commission, and it is very likely that it will remain one of the biggest challenges in the coming years. The dream of Europe without borders didn't do very well on the first serious test. However, the EU countries and the EU citizens will have more opportunities to demonstrate their capacity to deal with difficult problems and show solidarity with the people in need.
We should concentrate more on the integration. Because what happened to most of countries is that they were ignoring this problem for years, and that at some point they realized that they have a new population living in their countries, and that they haven't done enough to help them get included into the country, into the society as whole, and hasn't provided them any kind of normal things that so that their life could move on, like proper education, jobs, and etc. And if the countries continue to do so, there will be a much greater problem, because if we continue with the segregation, we only can expect the relationships to be worse. And what I think that Europe should be concentrated on at the moment is, first of all, providing security to people who are stuck in Turkey or in the middle of the way, ensuring them a safe passage, which is not the Mediterranean Sea in smugglers' boats, but a normal passage to security, and then providing the security in a normal way so that all the countries of the European Union get a bit more become a bit more solidary with this problem, and to simply think about this as an opportunity and not as a problem, because problem are not the refugees but the conflicts that are happening.
The European Commission support for the production of this podcast does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflects the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein.